forgot my toothbrush. Can I use yours?
Oh, dear Lord, no. Do you have any idea how many bacteria can be transferred from mouth to mouth on a toothbrush?
I don't know. How many?
Okay, I don't know the actual amount.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Poor judgment. The point is, sharing these things is a bad idea.
Are you saying you don't want your toothbrush in my mouth? Because, Alan...
I know. I get the hypocrisy. Just humor me. Okay, I have hard, medium, or soft bristles. I have straight or curved handles. And for your flossing needs, I have waxed, mid-waxed, unwaxed, and if you're feeling especially adventurous, may I suggest the cinnamon?
Maybe I'll just wait till I get home.
No. One day you skip brushing, and before you know it, your teeth rot away, and you're begging strangers to start your apple.
Fine. I'll take the pink one. I always wondered, what's the little rubber thing at the end for?
Oh, it's to massage your gums.
Oh, I thought it might be an eraser.
But who writes when they're brushing their teeth?
I don't know.
Alan looks at the toilet.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Well, I kind of have to pee.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'll wait till you're finished.
Are you shy about peeing in front of me? Because Alan...
Again, I get the hypocrisy. I just think it's important to keep a little mystery in a relationship.
It's just peeing, Alan.
Not necessarily. Sometimes when a man urinates, other muscles see that as a green light to relax.
So you've never peed in front of a girl?
Well, my ex-wife, but after 6-7 years of marriage, who gives a damn anymore?
Okay, I'll brush out here.
Thank you.
Ouch!
What?
One of my teeth hurts when I brush it.
Oh, when was the last time you saw a dentist?
Alan, I see people all the time. They don't always tell you what they do. Hey, are you done? Because I gotta rinse.
No, I can't go when I know you're listening.
Would it help if I sang the pee-pee song?
The what?
My mom used to sing it to me. Tinkle, tinkle, little star, in the potty, not the car, up above the bowl so high, like the raindrops in the sky.
Hey, it's working! Oops, green light.
2 and a Half Men with ITFC audio description. Charlie comes downstairs, his hand on his brow. He opens the front door.
Okay, stop. Not yet. Okay, now. Okay, stop.
Morning,
Charlie.
Need any help?
You know how to get a 1981 Plymouth Duster moving?
Yeah. Yank out the A-track and push it off a cliff.
Alan pulls a face.
You're useless.
Sure. Hey, you got a little grease on your face.
Where?
Cheek.
Do I get it?
No, other side.
Now?
A little on your forehead.
He's smeared in grease.
Perfect. Now sing Swanee River.
Alan, should I try it again?
No, I'm gonna call AAA.
Good. No sense drinking over this.
The two men frown and exchange a puzzled glance. Alan waves his hand. Charlie follows him inside.
You must be so proud.
Hey, she may not be sophisticated, but she's street smart.
Sesame Street smart.
Just leave it alone.
Let me ask you something. Have you stopped to consider the long-term cost of a relationship with a girl that young?
Charlie, it's a free tow.
Oh, sure. That's how it always starts, with a free tow. But who's going to pay to fix the car after it's towed? Is right, my dim-witted friend. And that's just the beginning. Girls like candy need all kinds of stuff, and the only way they can pay for it is through horny morons like you.
So her car breaks down and I should just dump her?
This is a short-term relationship, right?
I don't know.
Trust me, it's a short-term relationship. I mean, Candy's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but even she's gonna wake up one day and wonder what she's doing shacked up with a penniless putz who's twice her age.
Candy's not like that.
Just wait. Your first minor stroke and she'll be boinking the cardiologist before you can scrawl what happened on your notepad.
Alan shakes his head, brow furrowed.
Okay, for the sake of argument, let's say you're right. What's your point?
My point is, you don't dry clean a rented tuxedo. You don't redecorate a hotel room. You don't order cable for a porta potty. Unless you're really, really drunk. And you don't take on the bills of a girl that's got the attention span of a monkey chewing on a fly swatter.
Okay, I appreciate your, how shall I describe it, compassionate advice. But all I'm doing here is arranging for a free tow for a friend.
Alan, I don't think the engine's flooded anymore.
Smoke billows through the front door.
Fire extinguisher?
Under the sink.
Alan heads off. Charlie nods at Candy. Jake's eating breakfast in the kitchen. Bert is by the sink as Charlie comes in.
Hey, you know, if you don't hurry up, you'll be late for school.
I don't mind.
Okay, well, that takes the pressure off.
How come my dad's not bringing me?
He's helping Candy get her car fixed.
Aw, jeez. And him already broker than a headless hooker.
Hey, how come my mom hates Candy?
What gave you the idea that she hates her?
Because she says so. A lot.
All right. Why do you think?
I don't know. She's pretty, she's fun, and Dad seems real happy with her.
Well, little man, you just answered your own question.
I did? What'd I say?
It's like this. You ever see a kid at school who doesn't like his lunch, but he won't let you have it either?
Oh, yeah, Russell Beasley. He'll spit on his apple cobbler before he'll let anybody else eat it.
Well, this is pretty much the same deal, except your mom is Russell Beasley, and your dad is the spit-covered cobbler.
I don't understand.
Even though your mom doesn't want your dad, she doesn't want Candy to eat him either.
Oh. No, I like cobbler with ice cream.
Way to follow a train of thought.
Thanks. Well, I guess we should go to school now, huh?
Couldn't hurt.
I'll see if I can find my books.
Jake runs out.
Sweet kid.
Yeah.
Shame he'll never be anything more than a burden to society.
Candy's sitting in the office of a garage. Alan paces.
Do you know a good lawyer, Alan?
No, but my ex-wife does. Why?
Because I want to sue the guy who sold me that lemming.
She points.
You mean lemon?
I do?
Did you get any kind of a written guarantee when you bought it?
No, it was more of an oral agreement.
His mouth open, Alan clasps his hands. The mechanic enters.
All right, Mr. Harper, I've looked at your daughter's vehicle.
She's not my daughter.
Candy smiles.
Oh. Good for you. Anyway, the prognosis looks rather bleak.
I understand.
I mean, the vehicle was on fire.
I know.
What, she's like 21?
Alan shifts uncomfortably.
22.
And a half.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah, well, what about the car?
Oh, the car? The car's got to be 25, 26 years old.
No, I mean, can it be fixed?
Anything can be fixed. Hell, they put a pig's heart in my Uncle Vinny.
How much?
All of it.
Alan chews his lip.
My Aunt Phyllis likes to call him the other white meat now.
I mean, how much to fix the car?
For you, $3,000.
What?
Once again, the car was on fire. I had to wait an hour before I could even touch it.
But I only paid $800 for it.
$800? Well, dear heart, I hate to be the bearer of sad tidings, but there's a chance some unscrupulous business person has taken advantage of your good nature.
Boy, that happens a lot.
Well, $3,000 is out of the question. It'd make more sense just to get her a new car.
Oh, Alan, thank you. That's the sweetest thing anybody's ever done for me.
She hugs him.
Good for you.
Alan writes at the kitchen table. Charlie goes to the fridge.
Hey.
Why isn't your car in the garage?
I loaned it to Candy.
And how much are you paying to fix hers?
For your information, nothing.
Nothing?
Not a cent.
Charlie lifts an eyebrow.
I'm leasing her a Saturn.
Tell me again about the free tow, Alan.
Come on, she needs a car, and the lease terms are surprisingly reasonable. They're practically giving them away.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna solve all your problems. You wanna see it coming, or should I surprise you?
He's got a baseball bat.
You're not funny.
Hello? Hang on a second. It's your dentist. He wants to talk to you about Candy's teeth.
Alan reaches for the phone.
Thank you.
Charlie passes the phone to Alan, then picks up a beer bottle.
Hi, Dr. Weinberger. Thanks for seeing her on such short notice.
He lowers the phone.
Can I have some privacy, please?
Sure. Get your own place.
His hand in his pocket, Charlie takes a swig from the bottle. Alan lifts the phone.
No, she's not covered under my dental plan. 22 and a half. Yeah, good for me. Did you get a chance to look at her tooth? A root canal. Well, how much is that? Yow. What do you mean there's more? Who told you to look at her wisdom teeth?
Charlie blinks.
That girl's got wisdom teeth?
Okay, what's the worst thing that could happen if you don't take them? How infected? All right, if it has to be done, it has to be done. Yeah, send me the bill. Okay, bye-bye.
Alan gets up and hands Charlie the bat.
Here, aim for the cheap seats.
He bends down.
If I had a gun with two bullets and I was in a room with Hitler, Bin Laden, and Toby, I would shoot Toby twice.
No, that's fine.
Okay,
all right. You were being really funny, and then you went too far.
I would kill Bin Laden and then Toby.
No, that's still...
Charlie's got his feet up on the couch, reading a magazine and drinking beer. Alan staggers in, bent double, dragging a huge jar full of coins. Charlie looks at him, frowning. Alan picks up the jar and staggers a couple of steps with it.
Alan, what are you doing? Well, I'm in a little bit of a cash flow crunch, and I thought I'd use this to pay some bills.
I see.
Mind helping me out?
Sure.
Charlie gets up and strolls over to Alan. He pulls out coins from his pocket and drops them into the jar.
Promise me you'll spend it on food, not whiskey.
My pain brings you a lot of pleasure, huh?
I'm a simple man.
Charlie picks up the phone and reads the display.
It's your ex-wife.
Oh, perfect. Get the bat.
This is the bat.
Charlie throws the phone to Alan.
Hello? Oh, good. I was hoping it'd be you. Of course I remember the Alamo. Oh, you mean Alimony. I was thinking Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie. Oh, come on, Judith. Why can't we share a few chuckles? No. I agree. There's nothing chuckle-worthy about a subpoena. Well, you know, I will tell you what. I will bring you the check when I pick up Jake. I promise. Okay. Bye-bye. You gotta pick up Jake.
Why?
Because I don't have her money. It's in Candy's mouth and Candy's car.
What about the treasure of the Sierra Madre over there?
He points at the jar.
This? This is nothing. One car payment and maybe a bikini wax.
Bikini wax?
Girls gotta keep those up. It's a landscaping issue. You just gotta buy me some time with Judith.
What are you gonna do with more time? You can't sell your blood. Your ex-wife already took that. And if you sell your sperm, what's the point in dating Candy?
Well, for your information, I do have other options.
Like what?
Well, I've been looking at part-time work, and I have some very promising auctions on eBay.
Oh, really? What are you auctioning?
Well, a few rare books, a couple of lithos, a set of golf clubs.
Since when do you play golf?
Well, technically, they're your clubs.
You're stealing from me?
Oh, come on. You only bought them so you could go to Palm Springs and pick up lesbians.
Charlie shakes his head, his mouth open.
This is ridiculous. Why don't you just ask me to lend you some money?
Would you lend me some money?
Absolutely. If I hadn't taken a bath on the Super Bowl.
Well, I need to do this by myself anyway. You know, I still have my pride.
Wow. You really think that, huh?
Well, it doesn't matter as long as I have Candy. She looks up to me. She thinks I'm special. She thinks I'm smart.
She thinks Gazpacho is Pinocchio's father.
Alan shrugs, shaking his head.
What?
can I say, Charlie? I'm crazy about her.
All right, I certainly don't want to stand in the way of your happiness.
Thank you.
One question, though?
Yeah?
What are you going to tell Jake when he notices his change jug is gone?
It'll be okay. I left him a post-dated check. It'll be good by the time he goes to college.
Alan heaves the jar.
Yeah, like that kid's going to college.
Charlie approaches a green front door and reaches towards the doorbell.
Perfect. Just perfect.
Judith, I know what you're thinking.
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking your brother's a weaselly little coward who doesn't have the guts to face up to his responsibilities.
Whoa. There's a little more to this than meets the eye.
Oh, really? And I suppose you're going to explain it to me?
I'm going to try if you'll calm down for a minute and listen.
All right, I'm listening.
Are you calm?
I'm listening.
Okay. You know why Alan's not here? Because he's ashamed.
Well, he should be.
Judith, that's not listening. He's ashamed because no matter how hard he works, he just can't seem to get ahead. You know his business is falling apart, don't you?
Really? He hasn't said anything.
Because he's too proud. Poor guy lost all his chiropractic walk-ins to an unlicensed massage parlor that opened up right between him and the Jamba Juice. I'm deadly serious. Who's gonna pay to have their spine adjusted when for half the price they can get their dingus dusted?
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
As it turns out, I'm a bit of an expert.
He rubs his chin.
And I'm telling you, he's going under.
Oh, my God.
Did you know he took a part-time job?
No.
But you didn't hear it from me. And please, please don't say anything to Jake. The last thing Alan wants is to look like a failure in the eyes of that little boy in there.
Of course not. I won't say a word.
Thank you.
Hey, where's Dad?
Just go with Uncle Charlie. Okay.
She steps inside.
Why is Mom crying?
Because I'm good. I'm very, very good.
Charlie and Jake are at the kitchen table eating.
I'm really getting tired of pizza.
Well, I'm off to work.
Alan's in a striped shirt, red waistcoat, straw boater, and false moustache.
Get used to it.
Alan opens the door. Judith's outside.
Enjoy your pizza.
Scusi, signore.
Alan, what are you doing?
Oh, Judith, I swear to God, I will get you your alimony as soon as possible.
No, please don't worry about it.
Really?
Charlie told me what's going on. I don't need the money right now.
Really?
I may not have mentioned it, but when my grandmother passed away, she left me a pretty substantial inheritance.
Really?
In fact, I want you to have this.
A check.
Really?
Pay me when you can. The important thing is you get back on your feet.
He stares at the check.
I'm so happy.
Hi, Huggy Bear. Boy, I love the new car you got me. Hi, Mrs. Harper. Doesn't he look cute in a mustache?
Candy, wearing a skimpy T-shirt and shorts, heads inside. Judith glares at Alan.
I'm so sad.
Alan tears up the check. Charlie's on the couch drinking beer and watching television. Alan slouches in, carrying three large pizza boxes. He puts them on the table in front of Charlie and flops down.
How's that pride doing?
Alan slumped on the couch.
Nice to let you take a few home.
It's in lieu of health insurance. Did you know they actually have a little machine that shoots the cheese into the crust?
Is that so?
Yep. It's a little high-pressure gun. Can't kill yourself with it, though. I tried.
I gotta tell you something, Alan, and this is from the bottom of my heart. I think that you are the stupidest man on the face of the earth. But I admire your perseverance.
You're gonna have to talk into the other ear. This one's full of cheese.
He points to his ear. Alan enters his bedroom. He puts his boater on the dresser.
Is that my Huggy Bear?
Yeah, it's him.
Behind a closed door.
Hey, guess what? You know my roommates, Ellie and Emmett?
Yeah?
Turns out they're not really brother and sister, so they started sleeping together.
Oh, that's lovely.
Anyway, now they're gonna get their own place, and I don't know how I'm gonna pay the rent by myself.
Huh.
Slouched on the bed, he sits bolt upright.
Oh, God, Candy, I can't. I can't. I'm all tapped out. All I have left to put on eBay is a kidney or a lung.
If I were you, I'd sell the kidney, because lungs don't grow back.
I'm sorry, honey. You're just gonna have to handle your living situation on your own.
Okay. Hey, guess what else?
You've got a loved one who needs either an operation or bail?
No, silly. I'm finished with the dentist and my mouth is all better. See?
He stares at her open mouth.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you move in with me?
Okay.
Lying across him, she kisses his face.
I'm a so screwed.
Men, 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 manly men, men.